another big weekend ahead in this scrapped for survival at the bottom of the Premier Division. Harps have a job to do at Shamrock Rovers, but you're probably hoping that Cork City can do Harps a favour against UCD.
Yeah, like, I know if Cork won on Friday night, it'll help us big time, because I know our goal difference is a lot better, but can't really be able to rely on other results this time of season. Just have to focus on ourselves. We look at Shamrock Rovers, like, second best team in the league. They're cup finalists, so be a tough test, but one will look forward to go down. It's a great place to go and play now. It's probably the home of football in Ireland there at the moment, so no, it's a nice place to go to. But yeah, we're under no illusions, it'll be a very tough test, but we'll go down looking for a result tonight.
Yeah, and you've met Shamrock Rovers 3 times already this season in the league and then in the cup as well, so unfortunately results haven't really gone Harps' way.
No, I don't think we've got anything off them this year. I know in the cup was probably one of our better performances against them. I think we beat 1-0, but no, they're, I think they're the only team in the league we haven't got any points off this year. I think all I was saying during the week there, but no, it is a tough test. I have numerous good players. Like, I know there are 2 players missing international duty, but I don't think that makes them any weaker, because they've plenty of other players to come in. But no, it's a good test for us, see where we're at. We need to build confidence, because if things go away, we could be in the playoffs, and we need to start building performances to get confidence, get into that as well.
Yeah. Looking back at last week's game against UCD, probably disappointing that Harps didn't put them away and get the 3 points to widen the gap, but still in all, UCD had their chances as well.
Yeah, no, Dave. I think we're very disappointed after the game now, because we created a lot of chances, probably the most chances we've created in any game this year. Probably should have took 1 or 2 in a way. But as you said, they didn't gain any ground. I know they had a couple of chances in the second half, but I think overall we were disappointed, because we thought we could have won it. But the only good thing is they didn't win and they didn't gain anything on us. So, but yeah, looking forward now, we need to focus on ourselves.
Yeah. And this game is the first of 3 league games left for Harps. Shamrock Rovers away, Waterford at home, and Derry City away. And the hope is that you can pick up points along the way somewhere to finally kill off that UCD challenge.
Yeah, I think we need to look after ourselves. We need to get the points on the board. 3 tough games. Shamrock Rovers and Derry away, like 2 of the top 4. You can end up being 2 of the top 3 near the end of the season. And then Waterford, they've put a lot of string results together over the last 3-4 games. They've fairly shot up the table. So now it's 3 tough games, but 3 games we're looking forward to as well. We need to start building performances. And I think last week, I know we didn't score, but we created a lot of chances, and I think we were improving. So it's good that we're missing chances. Of course, we'd love to be taking them. But now, coming in the end of the season, we need to probably get a couple of goals, build a bit of confidence, because if things go away, then playoffs are they're always a big test now.
And any talk about the playoffs within the squad yet, Gareth?
No, of course you're human. You're looking at it. You're thinking what lies ahead. We haven't thought about it. I'm hoping this weekend, come Friday night, will be a good performance and a result, and Shamrock Rovers will put it to bed. But it's up to us at the end of the day. Like, I know results could go our way and we could be confirmed in the next couple of weeks, but no, there's no talk yet.